Chaitanya Charitamrita class in Kartik 2011. I believe it's a new story. Lord Chaitanya has left Alalanath and proceeded onward in a search of Krishna. We're searching for Krishna, and Gauranga is searching for Krishna. But he has intense Purva Rag. So we can learn that we have to search for Krishna, but our search for Krishna must be imbued with intense hankering and longing to meet Krishna and serve him directly and see Krishna. It's not wrong to want to see Krishna. Sometimes it says you should not want to see Krishna. We hear like this. You should act in such a way that Krishna will want to see you.
Well,
we agree with that. That's correct. Our hearts should be so much saturated with surrender and pure love that Krishna becomes attracted to come and say, "Oh, who is this? Who are you? Where did you come from? Who are you connected with? Who has created you? How have you manifested such purity that I'm attracted to come and have your darshan?" Bhagavan getting darshan. All bhaktas desire to see God. Everyone. Ram bhaktas, Vishnu bhaktas, Krishna bhaktas. But in some rare cases, Krishna desires to see the bhakta. And that's what counts. He has to desire to see us. So then, therefore, we have to act in such a way that Krishna wants to see us. So he wants to see those that have pure hearts, the premi bhaktas. So basically, acting in such a way, don't try to see Krishna, but act in such a way that he should try to see Krishna. Act in such a way that Krishna will want to see us. So acting in such a way means that we try to qualify to see Krishna. Because his seeing us means we're seeing him. So it doesn't mean that we should not desire to see Krishna. We should. It doesn't mean we should not try to see Krishna. We should. And we should try so deeply and so intensely with this life and everything we have in this life to see Krishna before we leave this world. At least in spurti, at the level of bhav, or sakshatkar, direct darshan to the level of prema. This is our goal, to see Krishna. Pratyaksha bhagamam dharamyam susukam kartamaviyam. Krishna says, "See me." This knowledge is seen. This knowledge is tasted. This knowledge is happy producing. Susukam kartamaviyam. Rajavidyam rajaguhyam pavajim paramam bhavam. Okay, purify. You get transcendental knowledge purifies the jiva of his sinful reactions. That's a fact. Brahma gyan, Brahma vidya, knowledge of Brahman also purifies one of his sinful reactions. Brahma bhuta prasnatmana sochati nakankshati samasravesh. Brahma bhuta platform, Brahma gyan. But we want to more than have that Brahma vidya, we want to not only have that secret knowledge is the knowledge is alive. The secret Rajavidya, the secret knowledge is the knowledge breathes, the knowledge moves, the knowledge dances, the knowledge tastes, the knowledge can be tasted because the knowledge is Krishna. Bhagavat. Bhagavat Tattva, Bhagavan Srirup Sri Krishna. Rasa Srirup Sri Krishna. So we act in such a way to see Krishna, which means that we cultivate our love for Krishna. He will see us, he will come to see us, and we will see him when our love is pure and transparent and imbued with the loving sentiments of his eternal associates, the bhavas of Rupa Manjari and the bhavas of Lita and Radha in their own reflected way, shining in our hearts with the rays of bhava bhakti. But how to act in such a way means to intensely desire to see Krishna in this life, intensely develop the attitude and the mentality to see Krishna in this life, which comes back to the point of Purvarag. Purvarag. Purvarag precedes the meeting of Krishna. No Purvarag, no Sambhog. No Purvarag, no Darshan. No Purvarag, no Sakshat Seva. You see, in the lives of the gopis, the sadhana siddha gopis, they're praying and they're hankering. They're so much becoming more and more attached to Krishna by hearing more about him and seeing him more and more and hearing about him and hearing his flute and dreaming of him and making paintings of him and composing songs to glorify him. So what do we do? What is Gopi Bhav Bhajan or Gopi Bhajan? We want to see Krishna as much as possible in the form that he's available to us. Our murti is our Krishna standing in the altar. The Gopis Krishna is standing in their heart, and he's moving through Bars. He's moving through from Nandagram, passing through Barsana. There goes our murti, and they meditate on the murti. There he goes, and he's gone. Then Venugita. The deer must be seeing him, and the birds must be seeing him, and his flute must be sounding so nice. Venugita. And we sing songs about Krishna. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Singing songs about Krishna means seeing Krishna. And increasing our hankering to see Krishna. Increasing our purva rag. Beginning of rag. Beginning of love. Beginning of prem. Sprout of love. Sprout of prem. Chanting. The gopis are chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Full of purva rag. Please Krishna come to us. We can't sleep another night. So then what? Nidra hara vihara kali vijito chadyanta dino chayo. There goes Swamis. Our purvarag for you is so great. Sleeping is no good. We can't sleep. Maybe we sleep, we forget. We forget what we can see in meditation. Because our dreams take us to a distant destination. But if we're conscious, we can sit down and sing consciously songs. Yashomati Nandana Brajabaranagara Gokula Ranjana Khan. And then we can immerse our feelings, we'll churn our feelings of separation more and more. Purvarag, Purva, prior. Love before meeting, hankering before darshan. That means desiring to see Krishna. And we're bhaktas. We're in the line of Purvarag Bhajan. Purvarag Bhajan. There's one phrase, all of Prabhupada's books, there's one phrase in Krishna book purport where he says, devotees who cultivate Vipralamba Seva. Vipralamba Seva. Seva. Vipra. Vipralamba. In the mood of separation. So Purvaraga is separation. It's one of the four types of love and separation. This is our content of our heart should be, we're developing our rag for Krishna. We're developing our attachment for Krishna. And it comes to asakti. Asakti means attachment. Then bhav and prema. So by hearing about the Lord and by chanting and desiring, I'm hearing about your pastimes, Lord Chaitanya. I want to see them. I'm chanting your name. I'm chanting Yugal Nam, Radha Govinda Nam. I want to see you. Yes, okay, I'm a criminal. I want to see you. Hang me, shoot me, lock me up. Okay, I admit, I'm the worst offender. I do want to see Krishna in this life. So now what? Well, prove it. How much do you want to see me? Will you make paintings of me? Will you compose songs about me? When you're churning butter, will you sing about me? When you're in a shop and driving your car, you'll sing about me. When you're cooking, you'll sing about me. The gopis are cooking, they're singing about Krishna. Gopis are bathing, they're singing about Krishna. We do this. We're doing so many things, and we're not crying out to Krishna, poor Varag. So now this pastime is from Madhya Lila chapter 16. This is it's kind of going up all different directions here. But now, I don't know. This isn't exactly the sequence, but this is the way it comes like this. This is in Madhya Lila chapter 16. Gauranga's attempt to go to Vrindavan. We're also making an attempt. I've been trying. I can't. I'm in Vrindavan. I'm here for 25 years. What am I doing? I'm attempting to go to Vrindavan. I'm not in Vrindavan. I haven't entered Vrindavan for 1 second. Oh, you're in Vrindavan. Really? I'm in my ego. I'm in my false conceptions and misunderstandings of reality. I live in a house made of, there's four walls in my house. What is it? One wall is anger, one wall is greed, lust, and envy. And there's a beautiful roof on my house. You know this beautiful roof? It's very, very high. It's like a Christian church in Russia. Very high spire, whatever they call that thing. You know, this thing in when they call it India, the top of the temple. What do you call it? Shikara or something? Shikar, like Shikar, you know, Shikar. Very high thing. Very tall roof, very tall. You can't even see it so high. What is the roof of my house made of? Ego. Ah. And who's living inside the house? There's a really ridiculous person inside called me. I go to one door. Oh, this is a nice wall. Let me get out. Oh, there's no door in this wall. This wall has greed. Oh, let me go to the other wall. Hey, there's no door in this wall. It's lust. Let me go this wall. Oh, it's anger. Oh, let me go. Hey, I'm trapped. What kind of house is this? No doors. Lust, anger, greed. I'll climb the wall. So I'll jump out of the roof. Oh, it's ego. Oh, my God. I can't even see the end of the roof. So, attempt to go to Vrindavan, in Vrindavan? Are we in Vrindavan? Ask ourselves. Oh, yeah, I'm in Vrindavan. I'm in the house of my ego, looking out at Vrindavan. There it is. There it is, outside my window panes of my ego. Outside the window panes of my ego, you know, glass, the windows, window panes. I can see, there's Nidivan, there's Sevakunj, there's Radhakunj, there's Manasapavangat. There's the Goswamis who are doing bhajan. Hello, you hear me? Don't hear anything. Hello, you see me? They don't see me. This is the attempt to go to Vrindavan. This is very nice. He was trying to go to Vrindavan, and the devotee said, no, you are Vrindavan. We want to be with you. Come here. So this is 156. And what's it called? En route to Navadvip, Kuligram and Shantipur, and his return to Jagannath Puri. And it's, what is it called? It says, Mahaprabhu converts the Muslim governor. So let's see how the Muslim governor gets converted. Tabe Odra Desha Singha Prabhu Chali Aila Tata Raja Adhikari Prabhu Re Milila. When Mahaprabhu finally arrived at the border of Risa, a government officer came there to meet him. Raj Adhikari. Dina dui chari tino karila sevan age chali pare se kahe vivaran. For 2 or 4 days, the government officer, the Raj Adhikari, served Mahaprabhu. He gave the Lord a very detailed information on what was ahead. They had no road maps, no road signs, or just footpaths through jungles and footpaths along the banks of rivers. And there were all kinds of terrorists, gundas and dacoits, thieves in these forests, and all the wayfarers and travelers would be robbed by them. So the maps was a warning from someone. Don't pass through that. Don't go there now. This is a bad time. Or take this path. Go that path. So that was the indication which way to go. The voice was the road map. He informed, and then he said, Madhyapa Yavana Rajar Age Adhikar Tanra Baye Patte Keya Nare Chali Bhar. The Raj Adhikari, the government officer, he told Mahaprabhu that the land, the territory ahead, was ruled by a Muslim governor who was always drunk. Now that sounds like the modern politicians. They're drunk with their power, or drunk literally. Out of fear of this king, no one dares to walk freely on the road through his territory. Pichalada Paryanta Sabatanradikar Tanrabaye Nadi Keha Haite Nare Par. His area where he has control over the Muslim government extends to Pichalada. Due to fear of the Muslims, no one would dare cross the river, Rup Narayan. Dina kataraha sandi kari tanra sane tave suke no kate karaiba gamane. Maharaj Prataparudra's government officer, in other words, now we find out whose government, he was Prat Bhakta Prataparudra's sending, he's serving the Lord by sending his messenger, his adhikari. He has the qualification of the king, the adhikar. He's carrying. So even in the physical absence of the king, he's arranging for service of his beloved Lord and Master Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu. Warning him, careful, my Lord. He's God. Why you have to warn God? Why is Prataparudra warning God? He knows very well that he's God. But this is his bhav, mamata. Mamata bhav. He's so much possessive. Love means mamata. Mamata means possession. Possession means protection. My beloved. My dear one. My near one. They must be protected at all costs. I worry. I fret. I'm concerned. I look out for. I think about. So the lover is not there, but the love is. Prataparudra's lover is Mahaprabhu. He's the devotee of the Lord. And the Lord has left. He's gone here and there. And now maybe he's coming back or leaving Orissa. I'm not sure exactly. He's en route to Navadvip, so he's leaving Orissa. And the king is worried about him. How is is he faring well? Are you all right? Be careful. Let me warn you, it's like this and like that. So what does... He's a sannyasi. What is his fear? He's God. What is his fear? Yam, yam. What is it? Yam, yam, bhaveti swayam. Yad, yad, bhaveti swayam. Fear personified is afraid of Krishna. But this is his love. You see in our everyday life, mother has a son who's 6 feet, 7 inches tall. He weighs 100 kilos. He comes home to visit his mother from college. He's a football player for the whatever UCLA football team or something. And the mother says, "Oh, are you all right? Are you getting enough to eat?" She's worried. "How are you going back to school?" "Oh, I'm taking train and flying." "No, no, that's not safe. You know, you should take the driver, this, that." So much worried. It's like this. That's her love, her mamata. So you see so much in all these leelas, the inner exchange, the rasa going between the Lord and bhaktas and his devotees, the care, the concern. It goes on and on. "Wherever you are, my love is following you. Wherever you are, my love is following you. Wherever you are, my service attitude, my service desire, my service expression is following you." For example, you have a sister, and she's in Chicago. And you have a guru bhai who's a guru. He's your godbrother. He's a guru. And you hear, I'm going to Chicago and I'm staying one day here and there and doing some work and going to San Francisco. So then you say, "Oh, can you benefit my sister? Can you call her and maybe she can host you or serve you some food?" So then, because you're caring about your sister, you're loving and caring your sister, make spiritual promotion, then you're thinking of her spiritual promotion. So then you recommend. So then the sannyasi, this guru, this paribrajak, he calls and said, "I'm so-and-so, a friend of your brother's, is that?" And he recommended, "I call you." And she said, "Oh, I don't know what is guru, this, that, so much, a little bit, I'm Indian. But what should I do?" And he said, "Whatever, you cook something." So then she found out here and there, I should have a program and invite some people. So he went. He thought, "I'm going to have lunch at some pious Hindu's house. And they're not in the shade, but they're a friend of my friend." And he got there, 150 people came. The most elite and qualified wealthy people of the village or city. And there was a pandal, and there was a sound system, and there was everything. He walked in for lunch. "Hare." "Yeah, lunch is there. You eat and take a bath, eat, relax. But could you mind 150 people? I've called, they've come to hear you." "Who's there?" "Oh, the mayor, the secretary, the governor." "Acha." And then he flew there and he met your sister, preached to her. 6 months, a year later, she got initiated by him. And so many people in that village got initiated. And it was only because your love extended there to help that person. So much benefit. So love is all beneficial, immediately and at a long distance. So here Prataparudra is extending his love. He informed the Lord, be careful. There's a drunk there. He's a Muslim. He's a drunk. It's one thing if you're a Hindu drunk. Hindu drunks you can handle. Right? They can control them. Because he's a Hindu Brahmin, Mishra. But he's that kind. So, no one would dare. Not only that, he's like this. Okay, he's like that. So what? No, he's like that. But everyone is afraid of him. It's not, okay, he's a drunk. Okay, so many people are drunks, but no one's afraid of them. But he's drunk, but everyone's afraid to go across the river anywhere near his place. Like, watch out, what's going to happen? He'll kill us, throw us up, eat us up, chop us up. We don't know. They don't go. So then he, Dina Kataraha, Sandi Karitanar Sane, I said that. The government officer further told Mahaprabhu that, listen, it's very, very dangerous for you to go. Like mothers often say this. Why do you want to go to spend a summer in Europe traveling around? I'm young. I want to get away from you. No, whatever. School's out and I need a break, this, that, the other thing. No, it's dangerous there. You're young, this, that. How will you manage? You stay home. You spend the summer here. You relax. Join the club, swim club, this, that, blah, 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 this, that. No, I'm going. Oh, so what does the officer say? It is very dangerous. You should not go. It's this and that and this, that. Well, you know what you should do? You should stay in Orissa. Because I live in Orissa and I want to be with you. You should stay in Orissa. And then you stay here and then we'll make a peaceful agreement to negotiate with this Muslim governor. And then you can cross peacefully. And then you can cross the river, no problem. Now the plot thickens. There's Mahaprabhu. There's the Rajadhikari. There's a loving exchange of and sentiments of Prataparudra being expressed by the secretary. Mahaprabhu's quiet. He's listening. Se kali se yavanera eka anuchar udiya katake aila kari vesh antara. At that time, now a third person enters the stage. Camera's there. Oh, who's this? Nothing here. Nothing here, right? At that time, a follower of the Muslim governor, the Anuchar, arrived at the Orissa encampment dressed in a disguise. Dun, 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 dun. A Muslim spy has entered the camp. So no one knows. We know. Krishna Kaviraj is showing us. The camera's there. When you just see, then the music goes. Then we don't see that guy. He's there. So he's there on the screen somewhere. But now, what will he do? Now what? Now the whole thing shifts to his focus, the Muslim spy's focus. We saw him with the camera, and maybe someone saw someone. Who's he? What is he up to? What is he trying to do there? What's his purpose there? Why he came? Who sent him? What's he want to do? Is he friend or foe? They say friend or foe. Prabhupada say adabutta charitra dekia Hindu chara kahi se yavana pashagia eka sanyasi aila jagannatha haite. Anekai Siddhapurusha Hayatan Hara Sahite. That Muslim spy saw the Adbhuta Charita of Mahaprabhu. Adbhuta Charita. The amazingly wonderful characteristics. And he secretly and silently reported back to his boss, the Muslim government. He said, listen. A mendicant sannyasi Hindu has come from Jagannath Puri. And he's traveling with many liberated persons, Siddha Purushas. And that's good Sangha. Whenever you travel, please travel with Siddha Purushas, all right? Sure? Promise? Nothing but. So where can we find one? Then if you can find one, don't travel. I said you should travel with Siddha Purush. What I'm saying, actually, if you find one, don't travel. Your travels are over. Brahmanda Brahmate Kon Bhagyavana Jeev Guru Krishna Prasadi Pai Bhakti Lata Beach. That's it. Search is ended. Hang up your ray box. Just there you are. Stay there. Prapanam. Surrender. Serve, surrender, go. Don't go anywhere. You've made it. That's success. And that's rare. Nirantara kari sabhe Krishna sankirtan sabahase nache gaya karya krandan. He's giving the report. The spy is giving the report to the Muslim king, the governor. Listen, it's dangerous. There's many Siddha Purushas with him. He's some kind of Hindu mendicant sannyasi from Puri, coming from Orissa side, going this way north through your very kingdom. Watch. Yes. And tell me more. What is this mendicant? Listen. All these Siddha Purushas, all the time, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. All, incessantly, all the time, they're chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. I heard, I saw. They're chanting, Hare Krishna. The Muslims, what the hell are you chanting for? Why are you chanting this pagan nam? And they're all laughing. And they're dancing. And they're chanting and they're crying. Sounds like fun. I don't know what he said. He said something. We don't know. He's still listening. Laksha, laksha, loka. Laksha, laksha, loka. I say taha deki pare. Tane deki punarapi. Jaiti nari gare. Millions of people are coming to see him. After seeing him, they cannot return home. Sounds like a revolutionary. He's proposing a coup d'etat. He's collecting followers. Millions of followers. How many soldiers do we have in our army? 1 lakh. 1 lakh. How many does he have? Lakhs, lakhs and lakhs. Hey, and they're not going home. My soldiers go home 2 weeks a year. My soldiers go home 2 weeks a year for vacation. These guys aren't going home. Listen, not only that. Acha. Say sabaloka hai, bolera pry. Bolera, they become bow. You know, bow, that's a bow. Bolera pry. Krishna kahi nache kande gara gari gai. These people become like madmen. These people, they're all there. They chant, they're dancing. But if that's not enough, they're actually all going crazy. They're becoming mad. All these people have become pariah, like madmen. They simply chant the name of Krishna. The guy is chanting all the time. This spy secretary is just Hare Krishna and Krishna. And considering this mendicant's influence, King, I actually, you know, I accept him as Ishvara. Because they have this term in Muslims, Ishvara. Ishvara. He's Ishvara. He's God. Now the Muslims think, oh, wait a minute. I sent him as my man. He's coming back as his man. I sent him as a Muslim spy. Now he's coming back as a Hindu. What the heck is going on here? Kahi bara katanai. Dekile se jani. Tanhara prabhave tanare ishvara kariyamani. Listen, Your Holiness. These things cannot be described. One can only understand the prabhav by seeing it yourself. Remember, my dear governor, seeing is believing. Etakai Seichara Hare Krishna Gai Hase Kande Nache Gaya Bolera Pry. After giving this report to his boss, the Muslim governor, the Muslim spy, what did he do? He began to chant the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Right? He says he began to chant the name Hare and Krishna. He began to laugh. Began to laugh. And began to cry. And then began to dance and sing like a Hare Krishna. No, like a madman. Bolera. He said these people are bolera. Watch out, governor. They're all becoming bolera. And me too. I also became crazy. Now, what will the Muslim governor think of this spy? Allah, 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 Allah. Oh, Allah, Allah. Ete shuni yavanera man firighela. Apana vishvasa udya stane pataila. When the Muslim governor heard this amazing report from his Muslim spy, his mind changed. Manfiri. He then sent his secretary to meet the representative of the Orissan government, the Raj Adhikari. Vishwas. Vishwas Udiyastan. He sent him to Udiya. Firi, he became Vishwas. Oh, Vishwas is translated Apana Vishwas, his own secretary. That's interesting. Bengali. Apan Vishwas means your own secretary. I guess it means secretary is someone you have faith in. Vishwas. No, Vishwas. Sudrida Vishwas means someone you can trust, you have faith in. So this is not a small thing that we have this quality to be a trusted servant or be a disciple. Be a disciple is a servant. Shishya. Shast Datu. Shishya comes from this root. Means one you beat with a stick. Shast Datu. Danda. That the student must be beaten because disciple means discipline. Discipline means obedience. And obedience is the first rule of order, of love, of guru disciple. No obedience, no disciple. No shishya. Shat Datu. To control with a stick. Hey, donk. Bhaktisiddhanta said, this mind is like a crazy disciple. I have to beat my mind 100 times in the morning with a stick and 100 times in the evening with a shoe. So the guru has to beat the restless monkey mind of his disciple with the shoe of his shiksha or with the danda of his compassion. I'm really compassionate. Chastisement. That's the danda of chastisement. I mean, the danda of his love is his chastisement. Vishwasasya prabhura charana vandila Krishna Krishna kahi preme vivala haila. That Muslim secretary again came for a second darshan of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When he saw Mahaprabhu, he offered dandabhats at his feet. And he uttered the holy name of the Lord, Krishna, Krishna. He was overwhelmed with ecstatic love. Premal Vival. Such a wretched person. His body is the home of dead cows. His body is the home of dead cows. So wretched, so sinful, so fallen. Antija. Yavana. But he saw the effect of Gauranga's kripa. He heard the holy name from Gaur and the Vaishnavas. He became changed. He became humble. Dainya Bhav flooded his heart. And he was blessed for another darshan because he gave such a glowing and honest and neutral report about his findings as the spy for the Muslim governor on the border of Orissa. He was blessed by the super soul. Yes, go again, have another darshan. Now when he saw the praying sroop of Gauranga, simply by that darshan, Bhav entered his heart directly, sakshat, alokadan. Gauranga looked at him. Ah, you've come back. I recognize you. I know your heart. Then Bhav, amshu, premamshu, the amshu from the Surya, praying to Surya, the full sun of Gauranga's heart, that Prem Surya Prem Suryamshu, that's full sun of Prema that's glowing from Gauranga's heart, Radha Prem, Sham Prem. He allowed, he said, yes, let one ray come out of my eyes. And one ray came out of his eyes called Surya Premamshu, Bhav, and entered the Muslim. And as soon as that ray of Prema entered his heart, he became elevated to Prem. He got praying by the darshan of the Lord. And when you see a great devotee to the Lord, if you see a great devotee to the Lord, two things happen. First, you see a great devotee, you say, Hare Krishna. And if you capture his attention with your chanting of Hare Krishna, and he's a Bhava Bhakta or Prema Bhakta, then he looks at you with his Kripa Drishti. Then you get Prema. What's happening? He offered Dandavat, so Dhanyabhav. Tadvidi Pranipatena. Paripashnena Sevya. Upadakshyanti Tegyanam. He's not asking any questions. He understood already by darshan, by hearing, by his own good fortune. Came back immediately. This is my guru. This is God. This is my guru. He's Ishvara. He understands. He simply by hearing the holy name and seeing the effect of the dancing, he got Sambandha Tattva. First meeting, he got Sambandha Tattva. What is Sambandha Tattva? To know who I am and who you are. You are Ishvara. And he went back and preached the glories of Gauranga. He started doing Pravachan. That's really fixed. When you're fixed in Sambandha Gyan, then you can do Pravachan. A few moments darshan as a Muslim spy observing the situation with the Hindu mendicant and all his Siddha Purusha followers dancing and shouting and crying in ecstasy. That created Sambandha Gyan. Yes, he's Ishvara. I'm convinced. Yes, I'm your Vishwas Apan. I'm your Vishwas Apan. I'm your trusted secretary, my dear Muslim governor. But now, I'm your Vishwas, but I also have Vishwas in Gauranga. I have the faith that he is Svatantra Bhagavan. He is Ishvara. He is our Ishvara. We have Ishvara in our Quran. He is that Ishvara. He is that Allah. He is that Bhagavan. I accept it. I recognize it. That is Sambandha Gyan. Immediately became Madhyamadhikari. Ran back. Ishvara, Bhagavan. Dandavats. Lord knows everything. Lord knows the heart. Lord knows his actions. He got Sambandha Gyan. Engaged in Pravachan. Realization. Sambandha Gyan doesn't mean collection. It means realization of what you collected. It's not Sambandha Gyan until you realize what you've collected. First you collect, then you realize. Collect, serve, and realize. Then it's Sambandha. Then you have a Sambandha with it. Sambandha. Bandha means complete bondage, complete bonding, sticking with. And knowledge comes, yeah, okay, I'm not the body. There's God, I should serve God. This is Gyan, but not Sambandha Gyan. Sambandha is when your realization, your surrender sticks and wraps around the knowledge, what you've collected, then you realize. Collection, realization. Realization of what you collected, that's Sambandha Gyan. Very interesting definition. See what amazing, miraculous changes he had in a few moments. Sarusanga, Sarusanga, Sarvashastra Hoy. Lavamatra Sarusanga, Sarvasiddhi Hoy. Sambandha Gyan means the beginning of Siddhi. Siddhi. Sambandha Gyan, Avideya, Prayojan. Prayojan is Siddhi. And who did he see? He saw Siddha Purushas. Lord Chaitanya is traveling with Siddha Purushas, which means they have Prem Siddhi. And he saw the personification of Prem, Mahabhav Surupini, Radha Krishna, Gauranga. So now he comes back, he falls at the Lord's feet, and now he's saying, Krishna, Krishna. And then Lord Chaitanya, when he just saw him, he blessed him, and he's overwhelmed with ecstatic love. Prem, Prem Vival. It's one thing to have Prem. One can come to praying, but the vikars and the transformations, the prema has to be stimulated, it has to be excited, and has to move in certain directions within the emotional quantum of the individual to stimulate his mind and his prana. Then the ecstatic symptoms, the ulas comes out. Then the bhakti ras is relished. Then there's vival. Prema is ecstatic. It's the ocean. Pacific Ocean is pacified. But vival means that ocean is tossing and turning with waves and whirlpools, that's vival. Okay, you got prem. By the Bhajristi of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, darshan. But vival, prem plus vival. Prem plus relishing bhakti ras, Krishna, Krishna. And vival means transformation, overwhelmed. Diarrhea. Diarrhea hana udik jake kahe namaskari. Tomastane potaila mlecha adhikari. After calming down, the Muslim secretary offered respects and offered the representative of the Orissan government. The Muslim governor has sent me here. So he wanted to tell the Raj Adhikari, who is traveling with Lord Chaitanya. What happens? He calms down and he's sent there. So we'll leave that gentleman there. and remember his wonderful teachings, and pray that this Muslim Vishwas upon this faithful soul will bless us with a drop of faith in Gauranga and faith in Nam Bhajan and Vaishnav Sadhu Sangha. Yavanera Manfiri. His Muslim boss simply heard the report of this wonderful observation of his Muslim spy, and his Manafiri, his mind changed just by hearing about it. The Shravanadasha. Shravanadasha, beginning of bhakti is Shravanadasha. Ado Shraddha. Tata Sarasanga. Shraddha. Shraddha is based on hearing. So this hearing is Shravanadasha. So the king heard and it changed his mind. Acha, I'm a drunk and I'm not very sober and I don't like Hindus and I don't want anyone to cross through my territory. I harass everyone. But now my mind has changed. So now go back. My mind has changed. Now you go back and make some conciliation. Make some negotiation with the Rajadhikari of my neighboring rival king, Maharaj Prachapruja. Negotiation means you pay some money. You pay me some money and your mendicant and all is to the Purushas they can pass. That's what it means by negotiations. In case you don't know, it's a very quiet way of saying you make a contract and or whatever, and then so we'll find out all the details of that tomorrow.